Good evening, American Fork. My name is Greg Solomon from Southern California at... I'll be doing music ensemble performance tonight. I'm from Southern California. This is the Mount Timpanogos Field Tournament on October 15th, 2016. Nice ensemble sound here. Oh, I love the way you push that phrase. Oh, nice. Mellophones. You got battery 12 steps off the back sideline. And you are listening back. Well played vertically. That's some emotion there, guys. You're pushing some air. I mean, this is a beautiful woodwind sound here. Nice control out of the bass drums. Be careful you don't overplay. When the bass drums are tuned as well as yours are, you don't need to play loud. Oh, I love the way you finish that crescendo. You don't clip it early. Nice interplay between the battery and the front ensemble. The 16th note runs in the front ensemble need to be clearer. Didn't line up vertically as well as they need to. Bass drums, be careful of this volume here. Let the low brass take the lead. Nice dynamic change in the front ensemble to let the trumpets play. Nice clarity trumpets. Good articulations in there. Yeah, that was a great balance between mallets and woodwinds over on site two. Oh, was that a nice dynamic change? Wow. Woodwinds. Hello. You know, the thing that impresses me the most about the ensemble is the clarity of tone quality. Lower notes in the sousaphone need to come out with more air. Telephones, hello. You are passing this rhythmic piece of music back and forth from the 15-yard line to the 20-yard line, from the back hash to the front sideline, and you're holding your pulse. The vertical pulse is really, really strong. There are some minor issues occasionally with front ensemble back to the battery. But think about this. You're more than 60 steps, 65 steps apart, and you're doing a great job of listening forward. Oh, nice change in dynamics. I was just going to ask that you do that, and you did a nice job. I love the reverb on that solo. It gives a nice, rich warmth to that. I think you could do a little bit more on the baritone to match. The trumpet in the upper register is picking up that reverb in the upper register frequencies more than the baritone is. So you might want to need to crank the reverb a little bit more on the baritone. See, and you hear the same thing with the flute. The flute and the trumpet are going to pick up that reverb a little bit more than a baritone will. So you want to make sure you match that. And to do that audibly, not electronically, because it's going to be different. You want to bring that baritone up just a little bit more. Wow. I love the tone colors that are coming out of this ensemble right now. Oh my, goosebumps. The descending sousaphone line. Oh. my goodness. Oh, man. Six tuplet snares. Just, I mean, you got seven of you, got eight of you guys out there. It's just not clean enough. It wasn't bad. It's just not clean enough. You got this gorgeous, gorgeous melodic, harmonic structure going on in front of you, and you got to be perfect.
But only for those who are afraid to fly.
Oh, I like the building of this snare line here. Oh my. Between snares and tenors? Woo! Sell that. My goodness. That's what you need to do on the six tuplets earlier. That clarity. This is a textbook go-to-school moment for all the band members that are hearing what a band should sound like. And ending phrases, pushing that sound all the way to the end of the phrase. You notice the little crescendo? They told you to do that, didn't they? Not every band's doing that. That is outstanding work. Yeah, open those diddles up just a little more if you can, tenors. Woodwind colors here are spectacular. Careful of the synthesizer, bass in the pit. The balance between flute and mallets is extraordinary. Careful. Don't overplay. You get a little bit edgy. You got to be careful of that. Sing that counter melody, mellophones.
Once we accept our limits.
Wow.
We go beyond.
Nice snares. Woo! To hear instead of dot, 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 you play with such rich warmth and balance. I would like to hear dot, dot, dot. Something that ends this incredible performance with something a little more memorable tonally in terms of quality of sound. Dot, dot, dot. Full quarter notes. Not tot, but tot. D-A-H-T, tent accents. Dot, dot, dot. My opinion. There's some incredible things happening here. We need some vertical alignment on some things, specifically with the number of snares you have. We need some vertical alignment with that. But the ensemble sound is spectacular. You are being instructed to play wonderfully. Continue doing it. Pay attention to all the little minute details of the articulations. You're doing a great job with it. Focus on the baritone solo. Give it a little more reverb because in the lower register it's going to need it. You guys are doing so much on the field. And it's just, like I said, goosebumps. The students that are involved in this program are involved in something special. When you can create goosebumps in an audience, wow. I'm so impressed. Thank you for allowing me to come and view your show and give you comments. Hopefully they'll be helpful to you as you continue to prepare. Take care. Have a great night tonight.